So we'll have a guided meditation on something. Maybe it'll be alignment. I think maybe it'll be alignment. Anyway. Okay, all. Let's commune in stillness for a moment. It's amazing to me that it can be done electronically. It shows that there's no resistance to any form or expression. It all works in a cooperation of the same truth. I mean, you can read a book and you can feel the person's, I mean, if they are still when they write it, you can feel it from the writing. Somehow that's transmitted, which confounds me. I don't understand how that works. Okay. So, as in almost all guided inquiries, we start with relaxation. Allow the breath to be saturated in relaxation, enclosing the breath in a deep quietude. Now let the body be encompassed by this harmony, all in alignment, all aspects of ourselves aligned with the truth of reality. Now let all sensations and experiences join this natural rhythm. So, body and mind synchronized simply by letting it be. you can tell when you're not out of alignment, when you are in alignment, and when you're not in alignment by how deep the relaxation is. If there's any division within the system as a whole, you'll feel that tension. Often, like you can only relax so far. So, by joining the outside with the inside, by not forcing life inside to be separated from life outside, notice how relaxation deepens. And if you allow your mind to be soft and pliable, you also know that perceptions, the way you perceive, will be different than when the body and mind are out of alignment. And perceptions will no longer reinforce divisions. You stop seeing in divided ways. Them and us. Perceptual shift. When a sense of self becomes quieter, perceptions shift. That's people often say they perceive oneness or inclusiveness. That's because we're no longer divided from inside and outside. There's a quieting of that division. Doesn't mean it won't come back. Just for the moment, it's quieted. Also, get a sense of the ambiance of alignment. See, feel how there's a sense of intimacy, not with someone else, just a deep intimacy in oneself for all things. That's the part of the perceptual shift that occurs. That intimacy is the intimation of love for all things. It really is love for all things. Everything connected and joined. Without force, without effort. Notice when a thought intrudes, how that suddenly you become unaligned, divided, boundaried, because investing in a single thought creates the whole sense of self and world of one's own. And we become the noise of that thought. We have to be careful not try to separate thought from awareness. Let them both be held in unity. It's only when we invest in a thought that we lose that unity. Thinking itself doesn't do that. See if you can get a sense of your own display as a rising of your own unfolding. It just comes and goes like a thought. In fact, it often follows a thought. So if you don't invest in the thought, neither will you sustain your sense of I. just a part of the unfolding of life. You're here and then you're not. You're thinking and then you're not. You're disjointed and then you're in alignment. Just let it happen on its own without trying to arrest its movement, dismantle its progress, interrupt its harmony. Allow yourself to be a mental process rather than a standalone entity. Fold all of mind, including the self within the mind, to be part of that process of alignment. I know I sometimes speak as if we were rearranging ourselves, but it's not like that at all, really. Releasing everything to find its own way back into that natural rhythm, all on its own. We just keep moving it out of that rhythm and relaxing it moves it naturally back in.
Notice the enormous space this opens up. When it's not guarded and protected or divided. It almost takes the breath away. It's so vast and unperturbed. Simply by releasing everything to find its own way back into a natural rhythm, all on its own. As long as we're not reinforcing its separation. Through investment. Attachment, desire. You can also feel a kind of naturalness in time when it's aligned, when the sense of time is aligned. There's a harmony to it. It doesn't feel forced or resisted. And therefore, the activities that are included feel very much aligned with that intimacy of being. It's like a sharing. Rather than a doing. It's like if you are worried, then you're borrowing time or rushing. You're borrowing time from another time frame that's not your time. It's not harmonic time. And then you bring that rush to your activity. And you have to pay, when you borrow something, you have to pay the interest on that borrowed time. And the interest is worry. The interest is being frenetic, rushed. And then you sit back and allow time to come into the natural, organic movement of body and mind. And you're back in harmony. It's your time, no longer borrowed. There will be another bus coming. It will be in your time. Why rush? It's all alignment. You live alignment. You feel it, you live it. Because it becomes the most precious thing. Meanwhile, the breath moves in, the breath moves out, and in again, and out, in perfect harmony, in perfect alignment. Spend time looking at those impulses we each have that take us out of alignment. And from time to time, arresting those and asking, what do I hope to accomplish in this rush that is not already given? I'm going to end the session a little early because I would like to spend a little more time with Q&A, sensing there might be more questions from today's talks. So I don't know if my bell works or not. It works on this side. It just doesn't work on the other side where you hear. So if you see me ringing it, then pretend there's a sound associated with it. No. I'm going to do it anyway.